Most of my staff has been with me 10 plus years. We know what we're doing. The team that I have here makes it easy. And customers, you can see the satisfaction when they take the keys, that they appreciate it. They appreciate us just making it easy for them. We offer you a choice at Moore Motor Sales. Another advantage of having multiple brands here at Moore Motors is we can get you anything. You really do get more at Moore Motors.
Hi, it's Jason from Countryside Sales and Service of Seawin. We know you're still farming and trucking tonight during the game, while our shop and parts department are still open too. We're open 6 days and late Tuesday through Friday nights. We hope your breakdowns are few, but we're here for all your truck and trailer parts, tires, and even custom hydraulic hoses. Call ahead for parts pickup. Ask about our wash bay for trucks, trailers, and equipment. Call for an appointment and pricing. At Countryside Sales and Service of Seawin, we sell what we run, and we wish everyone a safe harvest.
Stop at Stack's Market in Owndale to fuel up. Get a fresh deli sandwich or pizza and get back on the road fast. Open 7 days to keep you rolling. Stack's Market, like a little truck stop without the showers.
Well, Howard, it looks like great gridiron weather for the football game, and the home team looks like they're in great condition.
They do, Hank, and the quarterback looks like he's got a good handle on the football tonight. Wait, it looks like he's taking the ball all the way in. He scores!
Speaking of scoring, did you see the Bayport State Bank offers free regular and business checking? No monthly or annual fees, no per-check charge.
Really? That sounds like a great play, but what about maintaining a minimum balance?
No minimum balance, no monthly or annual fees, no per-checking charge, free notary service, internet and telephone banking. And great customer service. It's a touchdown every time.
Well, Hank, it sounds like Bayport State Bank is taking the ball and running with it.
Open your checking today at Bayport State Bank with no monthly or annual fees, no per check charge, and no daily minimum balance. Minimum opening deposit is required. Bayport State Bank with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe. Member FDIC.
Some people leave high school sports officiating when their children begin to play. Some get the opportunity to move on to higher levels of a sport. If you were once in the high school officiating family, we want you back in the game, and it's easy to get started. To learn more, visit the officials page of the MHSAA website. There's help wanted, just whistle. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Are you looking for the latest local football scores, game stats, and highlights? The Huron Daily Tribune has all the latest scores, game stats, interviews, and game highlights on MichiganStum.com and click on Prep Zone. Maybe you missed that game you wanted to attend? Just go to MichiganStum.com and click on Prep Zone near the top of the page for all the latest local sports scores and information. Brought to you all season by Sure Healthcare Network, Browns Marketplace, McLaren Thumb Region, and Hills and Dales General Hospital. Go to MichiganStum.com and click on Prep Zone. Again, that's MichiganStum.com and click on the Prep Zone. All fall sports will be featured on the Prep Zone at MichiganStum.com.
These brisk fall days are a reminder that holidays are just around the corner. This year, finish your shopping now and skip the stress later. Thumb Cellular has rolled out its holiday savings sale early this year with multiple deals for you. Thinking of adding someone special onto your account? Any new line earns a $100 credit with a 2-year contract. Wanting to treat yourself or another person on your account to a new phone? All upgrades receive a $50 credit with a renewed contract. And nowadays, having extra data is the perfect pairing for a new phone. Any smartphone purchase with a contract gets 15 bonus gigs of data, and the perfect gift wouldn't be complete without insurance. Save on Apple Care or TC Insurance so your new phone is protected from damage. So go to thumbcellular.com/deals for more holiday savings, or visit your local Thumb Cellular office with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Deals are valid through December 31st, 2019. Terms and conditions apply.
You've heard us talk about our new pediatrician at Sure, but now let's hear it straight from Dr. Carrie Rabinera.
Hi, I'm Dr. Carrie Rabinera. I want to thank everyone for such a warm welcome to the Thumb.
We hear so much about having a primary care provider, but why should families have a dedicated pediatrician?
I would say it's important for a couple of reasons. Pediatricians have specialized training in taking care of kids, both healthy and sick, and it's also nice to have somebody close by that you can go to for something as simple as a cold. I'm really excited to be able to help take care of the kids here in the Thumb. I'm excited to work with such a great group of people, and I'm just really excited to keep kids healthy.
You're seeing pediatric patients at Sure and Pigeon. But this is more than just newborns, right?
Yeah, so it's a common misconception. I do see kids from the time they are born up through about age 18. Health is such an important thing to a kid. If you're not healthy, if you're sick all of the time, you can't go to school, you can't learn well, it's hard to grow up and be a healthy, functioning adult. And so being healthy is important from the beginning.
You can learn more about Dr. Carrie Rabinera by watching her featured video on her website at sure.org. Sure. Better health. Better life. Are you sure? We've reached halftime in Harbor Beach in the Division 8 District Championship, and the Ugly Bearcats are leading by 14 points, 20-6. After some long, methodical, and successful drives for the Ugly Bearcats, just as they have intended to from the get-go, and now we check in with Dave Hansen with their scoring plays.
Started off with the Ugly Bearcats. Shane Ozentoski rumbles in from a yard away, and they followed up with the two-point conversion, 8-0. Ugly would lead Harbor Beach. Harbor Beach, though, would respond on the next series as Dylan Kadar hits Nathan Seaman on a 27-yard touchdown pass. The two-point conversion would fail, and at the end of the first quarter, Ugly would lead 8-6. Second quarter, all Bearcats. Casey Sweeney scrambles in from 6 yards away. Two-point conversion, no good, but they'd lead Harbor Beach 14-6 with 6.5 minutes to go in the quarter. And just before the half ends with 18 seconds left, Shane Ozentoski punches it in again on a 1-yard run. Two-point conversion, no good, but Ugly would take the lead over the Pirates at the half, 20-6.
The biggest thing for me, Dave, and before we even look at the individual and team stats, time of possession, especially in this one. At halftime, it's Ugly with 19 minutes and 56 seconds, Harbor Beach with 4 minutes and 4 seconds. Offensive plays, Ugly with 39, Harbor Beach with 12.
It's been absolutely one-sided, and this is the game plan we said at the beginning that Ugly is going to want to put into the game today. It is going to get first downs. If you get a big run and a touchdown, so be it. But their goal is to keep the football, get 3, 4, 5 yards of crack, get first downs, and not allow that spread offense of Harbor Beach to get any momentum. They have executed it perfectly, and if it wasn't for a fabulous Dylan Kadar pass to Nathan Seaman, Harbor Beach would be shut out here on their own home field. But a quick interception, which was one-on-one, it was go get it, picked off by the defense. They make the better play on the ball. And then other than that, it has been absolutely Ugly's offensive line destroying the defensive line of the Harbor Beach Pirates and getting 3, 4, and by the time the second quarter was almost over, those were 6 and 7 yard runs.
Harbor Beach with just 52 yards of offense on, I take that back, 11 plays of offense. Ugly with 181 yards off of 39 plays. Leading the way would be Shane Ozentoski, 12 carries, 51 yards, and at least one score. Actually,
two.
That is two scores, a 1 yard run and a 2 yard run. Casey Sweeney close behind, 8 carries, 48 yards and a score. Kyle Obrusky, 10 carries, 45 yards. And Carson Hlesky, 9 carries, 37 yards. Talk about balance there. Casey Sweeney has not attempted a pass tonight. For the Harbor Beach offense, 6 carries for 8 yards, 5 pass attempts, 4 completions for 44 yards and 1 score. Nathan Seaman, the 27-yard grab. That's his one reception of the night. Michael Anderson with an 11-yard reception. Mason Booms with a 7-yard reception. And Luke Woodke was brought down for a loss of a yard on his catch. Michael Anderson, leading rusher for Harbor Beach, 3 carries, 9 yards. And Dylan Kadar with 3 carries for negative 1. And that's the entire offense of Harbor Beach.
Yeah, and there's one name you didn't mention. Devin Puff does not have a carry in this game. Devin Puff, you know, shouldn't go a series without a carry, let alone an entire half. But Harbor Beach has only run 11 plays. So it's just... They simply, it hasn't worked out. And four, he's Dylan Kadar's 4 of 5 passing for 44 yards, and keep in mind, the first one went for negative 1. So the passing plays have been there for them. I know you don't want to throw it on every single down, but the passing opportunities are there, but Harbor Beach is going to have to come out and change this game plan tremendously, and it's not necessarily on the offense.